The weather was cooperative enough to help us move forward with the harvest. Now 73% of the corn crop is in the bin. However, several states are well behind that pace.
Michigan 48% complete, North Dakota 47%, and Wisconsin at 50%. So a little bit of lag in the northern part of the Corn Belt.
As far as the soybeans, again, the harvest pace has picked up. About 86% of the crop is in the bin. However, several other states have topped 90%.
Illinois, Iowa, Louisiana, Mississippi, Minnesota, Nebraska, both Dakotas, and Ohio.
Now, because of the accelerated pace of the harvest, we've had a few bottlenecks pop up, and according to Raymond Johnson, that is causing some transportation glitches.
We're a little bit behind in where we'd like to be normally in terms of harvest, but we're also bringing in a record size crop, and so it's understandable that we're having issues moving that thing through the harvest system, getting it into the marketing chain. And we're seeing some bottlenecks at the local elevators, the local corn processors, as they're just dealing with this large wave of relatively wet and inconsistent corn coming at them during harvest.
Now, with these bottlenecks and the harvest coming in waves, we are going to have an influence on price, and that's why Gary Johnston feels that we are going to see a little bit of a roller coaster ride on the markets, especially for beans for the rest of the calendar year.
Farmers are going to see their price sort of hit them in waves. You're going to get hit with a high price, it'll wave back down for a while, you'll hit a bottleneck, and then you'll pop back up again, get a little better price. And that's going to happen a few times as you work through this fall and the winter.
Well, we talk about commodity issues. One of the biggest ones is GMO, which has become a hot topic in grocery stores around the country. Christy Swenson is a soybean and corn farmer and also is a member of Common Ground Volunteers, which talks with consumers to better educate them on a variety of topics such as GMOs. Swenson says she tells consumers about how biotechnology has decreased a farmer's impact on the environment.
GMO crops also let us have cleaner air and cleaner water because we aren't spraying the amounts of chemicals, insecticides, pesticides, and herbicides that we used to spray before GMO crops came here.
Well, we started out the new week fairly quiet on the cheese market with blocks remaining at $1.90 and 0.25 cents per pound, barrels $1.87, while AA butter is up to 1.54 and 0.5 cents per pound. Class 3 prices, they were generally mixed. November, 18.88, December off 19 at 18.15, while January dropped 7 to 17.28. Corn for December on the board, down a penny to 426 and 1/2 cent. March now at 436 and 3/4 of a cent. November beans dropped 2 cents, 1263 a bushel. March up 4 cents at 1239 and 3/4 of a cent per bushel. And December wheat off a nickel at 663 and 1/4 of a cent per bushel. Livestock, fed cattle market steady. Choice beef steers and heifers, they top at $1.25. Holstein steers, 98 to $1.09. Slaughter cows, cutter and utility, 72 to 92. Most of the slaughter cows, 53 to 71. Replacement bull calves, 95 to $2. Heifer calves, 60 to 135. And the barrels and gilts, 70 and down. Your feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 35 to 50. Feeder lambs at $1.45 and market lambs now at $1.50 and down. And that's a lowdown on the market scene. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.